to No Place for Common Sense, a free audible book. Hi, my name is Jim McGonigal, the author. Let me start by saying I had the best time creating this book because it allowed me to do something I really hadn't thought of ever doing before. That is reliving all of the people, places, and events in my life. I had no idea how much fun I had until I looked back, and it was a party. What I really hope to accomplish by sharing my experience with you, the listener, is to show on no uncertain terms the value of self-confidence and how, in my opinion, a person can increase their level of self-confidence. It's really not that difficult, certainly not brain surgery. And I believe that everyone listening has the potential to do that without spending hundreds or thousands of dollars at seminars, with self-help books, videos, since this process comes from the inside out, not from the outside in. The very first thing I need to establish is the fact that this is a true story. This is not a novel. I repeat, this is not a novel. There'll be times and things you'll be reading that, that's why it's named No Place for Common Sense. Every single reference that is made in this book to my business career, I can document. Simple as that. I truly believe that all of us have similar experiences in life. The real difference is how each of us handle these different experiences. I decided to create this book now because fear is the real enemy of self-confidence. And God knows, we have enough fear in this world to go around. With the pandemic, incredible loss of jobs, social unrest, this is a different time, certainly in my lifetime. And I felt that perhaps my experiences could have a positive impact by demonstrating the role that the self-confidence that was instilled in me when I was growing up, how important that was to whatever success I've achieved. And when I talk about success, I'm not talking just about money. I know that is the criteria in most cases, not in mine. I believe that success is measured by the amount of freedom and the amount of happiness and really kind of the amount of impact that one has on people around them. We don't live this world in a vacuum. We're here, in my opinion, to leave this place a little better than where we found it. Let me put this another way. I don't believe that anyone's last thought on this earth is ever about stuff. In fact, if you're one of those individuals who believes in the opposite philosophy, namely that he who dies with the most toys wins, probably shouldn't waste your time listening to my story, because not only will you not understand where I'm coming from, but you really won't learn anything. Next, I'm going to share three qualities that I possess that you really need to be made aware of, because it will help you to understand my story and where I'm coming from. But before I list these three, I want to mention the fact that self-confidence is at the core of these three traits. Trait number one, subtlety has never been my strong suit. I pretty much say what's on my mind, always have, and not in a way to be hurtful, but I really don't care what their opinion is of me or of what I'm doing. There was a time in my life when I actually tried to please everybody. It didn't work out. Number two, I don't take myself seriously. And I think anybody that does is a fool. Because if you really believe in your heart that whatever success you've achieved in life, you did it on your own. Believing your own press is not a good thing. Success is a team sport, not an individual sport, and cannot be accomplished alone. And finally, number three, my personal and business philosophy has always been perform first, negotiate second. The majority of people prefer the opposite. Negotiate first and then perform second. Why? Because most people are not necessarily 100% confident that they can perform, so they want to get the deal done first. All three of these characteristics of mine are a direct result of self-confidence. Namely, saying what I think, not taking myself seriously, and perform first, negotiate second. I guess it's time now for some background information before we start on chapter one. As far as my career describing it, I am a serial entrepreneur, which means that I have created more than one successful company from scratch. In fact, I've created five, which very few people in this country can make the same claim. And it has been a lot of fun. I've met some great people, as you'll find out as we go forward. As far as the book itself, I decided to make this a free undertaking. Why? Because I want as many people who would like to listen, be able to listen, without paying a dime. My ultimate goal is to reach as many young people, especially those living in underserved areas in the country, to be able to listen to this story, and from this story, in a perfect world, create a sense of hope, help, and even some ideas to increase their chances of having a better life by improving the way they think about themselves, which would be a direct result of increasing their self-confidence and therefore leading to a happier life. The only other issue regarding the book itself is why audio and not video? And the reason for that is I believe audio is a more personal approach. I want to have conversations with individuals, not with groups. And if I can reproduce kind of a situation where we're having a conversation in a bar is a good place for me because I'm Irish, as opposed to a video where the impression is that the person in the video is addressing a group. And I don't want to do that. This self-confidence and happiness, success, all of these are personal items. These are not group items. The things that work for one person doesn't necessarily work for the next person. So that's why audio and not video. Before going any further into this introduction phase, I want to make the listener aware of a chapter later on in the book that really is the single most important impact in my life of self-confidence. And it came in a 10-second decision that prevented my world from coming crashing down. It happened a long time ago when I was called upon by the federal government to act as an expert witness in a racketeering case against an organized crime family from New Jersey. This family had infiltrated a small public company in Denver, and my role was to educate the grand jury as to exactly how they were able to do that. Halfway through my third visit to Denver as a guest of the government, I was informed that I was no longer considered an expert witness. I now became a target of the investigation. I'll stop here by adding only one other element to this story, and that is it does have a happy ending, but not without some serious trauma before we got to the ending. Finally, I'm interested in feedback. Anyone that has any comments, questions, or ideas, please send them to me at jimmy@noplaceforcommonsense.com, and I will respond to as many of those as I possibly can. Thank you.